Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Advocate Talisa Tapanyane, chairman of the South African Institute for Responsive and Accountable Governance. Do we hold government accountable? First of all, good morning, Advocate Talisa Tapanyane. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
So do you finish books? Or if you're not enjoying a book, do you put it aside?
Well, 80% I try and finish the books, but some books I can't.
You just can't. So you know which one I couldn't finish, actually, and I really, really tried, was Salman Rushdie's Satanic Verses, because I was a student at the time, and I thought, you know what, pretentious, precocious, I need to read this book, and I couldn't. I actually maybe got 10 pages in, and I don't think I understood one half a page of anything. So, yeah.
I have a copy too. I haven't read it. I tried, and I stopped. You're not the only one.
it's too difficult. I don't even know how anyone was offended by it. I don't know how they understood it. Anyway, but that's not our conversation. Our conversation is about holding government responsible. Do we have a poor history in South Africa of holding government to account?
Most certainly. It's actually very unfortunate, really, that, you know, and Marikana is a clear example that 10 years later, you know, after 34 plus 10 people were killed, and the recommendation by the Marikana Commission that there must be a prosecution, especially for culpable homicide, because if you remember, the commission found that, you know, they could not link, you know, the deaths, to especially of the 34, to the police officers who were there because of the nature of the bullets they were using. But the recommendation was that there must be at least a culpable homicide charge. And up until now, nothing much has happened. So one really wonders what is going on with the NPA. What are people hiding and protecting? And also, what about the families, you know, of those who lost their loved ones? Where is this country? It's a very sad state of affairs. You know, a few years ago, I was in Geneva, actually appearing before the commission, before the UN Committee on Torture. And we were asked, 7 years later, what has happened? Actually shameful. And I said to my colleagues, I said, that guys, we cannot come back to the UN and explain ourselves that nothing's happened 10 years later. It looks like, you know, we're still there.
It's fascinating because we just, you know, as recent as the July unrest, I believe that the only reason that people were arrested last week is because of the Jacob Zuma parole hearing this week, and they wanted to send a message. I wonder if it wasn't for that, if we would have even have seen arrests. How could it be a year later that we don't see people being arrested for this? And perhaps it's, and we've had Jacob Zuma's daughter. We've got people that are well known to be part of this publicly, and yet nothing ever seems to happen.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's shameful to say the least. I mean, 10 years? So you can imagine now, if there was to be a prosecution, maybe we don't even have enough evidence anymore. What about those people who were involved in the killings? Are they still in the police force? What are they doing? I mean, it's very difficult to explain, to be honest. But I think something has to be done. We cannot take another 5 years without this matter being resolved. There's no way. Otherwise, it means there has to be further prosecution then, honestly. It's very difficult to explain. I don't know how.
What seems to happen is there are just layers and more of these things. You know, everything's an inquiry. Everything's a discussion, but very little gets done. And the further we move away from them, unless somebody's prepared to take it on as a project, we run out of steam. It's like dealing with an insurance company in a way.
Yeah. Also, take the recommendations about public order policing. We still have not learned any lesson since Marikana Commission about how the police should, you know, invest in capacity to respond to protests, which are quite many. Now, last year happened, and this year again, we're still seeing problems in Krugersdorp and elsewhere, that the police are completely ill-equipped to deal with public order policing.
Yeah.
So the recommendations of Marikana are just a waste of time. And how many millions were put in this commission?
So is there anything that is likely to happen in terms of Marikana?
I think there has to be pressure. I mean, I think that there must be discussions amongst us, civil society, to say, listen, we cannot sit here and say, you know, our constitution is based on the rule of law and justice, but we are not saying much about Marikana except, you know, every anniversary we make comments like we're doing now, something must be done. I think much more concrete action has to take place.
Yeah. And we have to, unless we keep up this pressure, nothing happens. I mean, if I even think about something very recent, not even a year back, you know, when we talk about the tavern deaths of all those children, the youngsters that were killed there, inquiries and reports and investigations, and we still don't know really what is going on. Now, it doesn't mean that government is accountable there, but for some reason, we just seem to not have this need to close matters, to resolve issues, and move on. We're almost a country of open issues. And those issues come back. Those issues, I believe, is what happens, is what causes these racial flare-ups that we have every now and then, because those things haven't been dealt with. All the way back, they haven't been dealt with. And if we don't deal with these things, they fester, and then something else triggers them or sparks them, and we have no idea why that's happened. But these are the reasons.
Yeah, and then you see people increasingly taking law into their hands, and then basically we are leading towards a very chaotic state of affairs in our country, and we can't afford this. Cannot. So honestly, something has to be done about Marikana as a clear example of our commitment to the rule of law.
Absolutely.
At the very least.
Advocate Tsilisa Tapanyana, Chairman of the South African Institute for Responsive and Accountable Governments, talking to us about the accountability specifically with Marikana, but in fact talking about it as a more general issue.